Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, hello, hello, and welcome to this edition of United Christian Ambassadors Radio, also known as UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. I'm your host, Pastor T. Meyer McCain, and of course, I'd like to welcome all of our UCA members and visitors, and also tell you to call your friends and family members and tell them to call in or click on my picture on Facebook, where you see this post, the post of this show. Just click on my picture. You might see it on Tumblr, Alignable, or Twitter. So wherever you see it, just click on my picture, and you can listen to the broadcast from your computer anytime during the show or any day and time after the show. Okay, so if you want to click on tomorrow, next week, or something like that, just find the post of this show and click on my picture, and you'll hear the entire program from beginning to end, okay, from your computer. All right. Okay, now, just wanted to say another thing here, and that's to just go ahead and inbox somebody or text somebody and just tell them to call in, because this is a really good, really powerful message today. The number to dial in, 646-668-8537, just in case you forgot, some of you who have dialed in, or some of you may think that you might want to, or may feel like you might want to dial in this time and listen to the program, 646-668-8537. I'm going to preach on Holy Spirit and Fire Power. That's the name of the message today, Holy Spirit and Fire Power. We need the Holy Spirit consistently and constantly in our lives, working day and night on our behalf. We don't always know the importance of being under God's glorious protection, but it is very important, especially now in this hour. In order for us to know about the things of heaven, we need Holy Spirit to reveal to us the mysteries of the kingdom of God and give us the revelation of Jesus Christ, which will open the doors to more revelations, the revelation of God and of the Holy Spirit, which gives us the revelation of who we are in Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit and fire is a miraculous, powerful anointing that's going to be seen in this hour, the days of which we're living in right now. It's going to be seen. It will draw people to Jesus in a mighty way. After people see God moving in this powerful way, they will know without a doubt that Jesus is Lord and God is truly real. They will feel and see the full expression of his love in action, and it will blow their minds. We are going to delve a little deeper, or very deep, really, into the mystery of God's Holy Spirit and fire power in our message today. So don't go away. We will be right back. So stay where you are. And this is Cindy Evans. You are listening to UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. I'm Pastor T. Meyer McCain, and I'm your host. UCA stands for United Christian Ambassadors. All true believers, workers, and disciples of Jesus Christ are ambassadors for Christ, and that makes you a UCA member. How you like that? Praise the Lord. A UCA member. Thank you, Lord. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, as always, we ask that you open our hearts. Help us to open our hearts to you. Touch our hearts today and let us receive of your spirit, the spirit of revelation, so that we can understand the message that's being brought forth, and that this message will help us to grow and wax strong in you in spirit. Help us to see you, Lord, in a different way and fall in love with you even more than ever before. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen. Now let's get ready for the message. Holy Spirit and fire power. That's the message. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord has worked with Holy Spirit power all throughout the Old and New Testaments, throughout the whole Bible. He led the children of Israel as a cloud by day and a fire by night. It was his Holy Spirit and fire that was with them. Exodus 13, verse 21, and the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night. Even to this day, he still leads his true believers, his faithful people, but in a different way. He leads us as Holy Spirit and fire by day and by night, but from within us. God's Spirit has always been around. Remember, God's Spirit moved upon the waters, upon the face of the waters in the beginning, and then he spoke. And you know, when God speaks, something happens. Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, light be. Now, no King James Version says, let there be light, but the original writings, God simply said, light be, and there was light. God's words are spirit, and they are life. Therefore, when he speaks, whatever he desires comes forth. God continued to use his Holy Spirit even when he breathed into the nostrils of Adam and breathed life into him, the breath of life, which made Adam a living soul. Genesis 2:7, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. God's breath, his wind, his air is his Holy Spirit, and his Spirit continued and remained upon the earth even after the fall of man. God had to give a witness of his true existence upon the earth, and that witness was his very own Spirit, and his Spirit is holy or separate from all other spirits because he is the Father and Creator of spirits. The Lord God gave his Spirit to move in man and be on the earth all throughout the centuries, gauge the years. And his Spirit, his Holy Spirit, gave mankind a desire to worship, a desire to worship and believe in someone who is far greater than themselves. God put in man a desire to believe in God. And with that desire, God put faith inside of man, the same faith that spoke the worlds into existence. And this faith brought forth hope and confidence in God. Therefore, God was able to establish grace and mercy because God is moved by our faith. All of this was to let mankind know that God is real, and for man to have faith that at an appointed time in the future, God would fall upon them and in them by means of the fullness of his Holy Spirit. He would descend upon them and fill them up by means of the fullness of his Holy Spirit, and for us to expect it and look forward to it. God's Spirit will fall upon mankind and fill them up at the same time. God's Holy Spirit brings to man God's very own attributes, his character, his personality, and the fruit and gifts of the Spirit in order for man to be a witness of the true existence of God. We will be a witness that God truly exists. You see, the gifts and fruit of the Spirit is proof, evidence that God is real and he is alive. He's a living God. He is the living God. The Holy Spirit does all things for us. He comforts us and teaches us. John 14, verse 26, but the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I told you. That's what the Lord said. This is what Jesus was saying to the people, that the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he said he will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I told you. The Holy Spirit is truth. John 16, 13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, this is Jesus still talking now, when the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. He will show us what is, what was, and what is to come in the future. The Holy Spirit gives us knowledge. He gives us truth. That's why Jesus called him the Spirit of Truth, because he is the Spirit of Jesus Christ. And Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. The world do not know the Holy Spirit. As the scripture says in John chapter 14, verse 17, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but we know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. You notice that the scripture, in the scripture, the Lord said to his disciples, he said that the Holy Spirit will be in them. And it happened. That day actually came to pass, which was the day of Pentecost. The Holy Spirit filled them up from within. He was in them. Acts chapter 2, verse 4. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. From that day forward, the Holy Spirit not only sought to be with us, but in us. Jesus is still sending his Spirit to whoever is open to receive him. Those who want him, really desire him. John 15, 26, but when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. That's Jesus speaking. Jesus proceeded from the Father, and the Holy Spirit proceeded from the Father, because they are all one God. The Holy Spirit's office is to confirm Jesus Christ and all that Jesus taught. The Holy Spirit teaches us and keeps all that Jesus said in our hearts and minds. The Lord also fights for us in this hour by his Spirit, his Holy Spirit and fire. which is sometimes invisible. He fights for us, but we don't always see it. Sometimes it's invisible. But he fought for the children of Israel visibly. They actually saw the Holy Spirit and fire. Exodus 14, 24. At morning watch, however, the Lord looked down on the enemy of the Egyptians from the pillar of fire and the cloud. And he threw their camp into confusion. The Lord fought for the children of Israel, and they saw the pillar of fire and the glory cloud, which was God's Holy Spirit and fire power. God led them in the wilderness by his Spirit. He fed them. He kept them clothed. He kept their clothes fresh. He kept them in a safe place. He protected them, communed with them, instructed them, directed them while they were in the wilderness. When he led them out of Egypt, however, he led them by his Holy Spirit and fire, even still at that time. You see, but before the children of Israel could actually leave Egypt, they had to first be protected from the angel of death, the destroyer. Before they had to put, you see, what they had to do, they had to be protected from the destroyer. And the way that they were protected from the destroyer, they had to put the blood of a lamb, they had to kill a lamb, put the blood of that lamb on the doorpost of their houses, and then eat the flesh of that lamb with unleavened bread, unleavened bread, and the other parts of the Passover cedar meal, so that the Lord would pass over their homes because of the blood of the lamb that they sacrificed and put on the doorpost of their houses. God would not allow the angel of death to destroy them because of the blood of the lamb, and the eating of the flesh of the lamb typified the body and blood of Jesus Christ, our sacrificial lamb. That's why when they left Egypt, there was none sick among them. It was because they obeyed the word of God as he gave them a type and shadow of the body and blood of Jesus Christ. They obeyed, but they didn't have the revelation of what they were doing. But they obeyed. This was the first Passover. Then the day of Pentecost came right after that, when Moses received God's laws on two tables of stone. God's laws is his word. And now that his word is in us, we move from unleavened bread, which meant that our sins would be taken away from us. So we move from unleavened bread to leavened bread, which means to increase, to grow, to wax strong in the spirit. It means to rise. Matthew 13, verse 33, another parable spake he unto them. This is Jesus speaking. The kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal till the whole was leavened. What did it do? It rose. It rises. The kingdom of God expands. Therefore, we expand. We rise. The Holy Spirit unveils the mystery of God to us. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 10 through 13. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, the Holy Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. The revelation comes to us by means of the Holy Spirit. And just as God's Spirit descended upon Jesus and remained upon him, he shall also remain upon us. Luke 3:22. And the Holy Spirit descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him, and a voice came from heaven, which said, Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God, and it remained on Jesus. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, talking about Jesus, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and strength, the Spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord. The Spirit rested or remained on Jesus. That means he will never leave Jesus because they are one. And once the fullness of the Holy Spirit descends upon us, he will remain on us as well. He will rest on and in us, and he will never leave us because we will be one. We will become one in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. These are God's three faces, and we will wear these faces when we become one with him and in him. God poured out the fullness of his Spirit upon Jesus, and now he's going to pour out the fullness of his Spirit upon us. The same anointing that was on Jesus will be upon us, his people, his church, his golden last day church. And his Spirit will be Holy Spirit and fire. Like John the Baptist said in Matthew chapter 3, verse 11, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. We must speak God's word with Holy Spirit and fire. The fire is truth. It reveals every work of man, be it good or bad. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 13, their work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each person's work. The fire is the fire of God, Revelation chapter 4, verse 5. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunders and voices. And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. The seven spirits of God is fire. It is seven horns, which is the preaching and teaching of the perfect seven prophetic message, which is the word of God. It is the blowing of the trumpet or horn. It is the lifting up of the prophetic voice all throughout the world. The fire of God is his seven eyes, which is the all-seeing eyes of God sent out into all the world. You can read that in Revelation chapter 5, verse 6. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as it had been slain. Understand, the lamb had been slain, but now the lamb is standing in the midst of the elders, in the midst of the throne and the four beasts, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. Jesus has and is the seven spirits of God, and his seven spirits will dwell in us. When the Lord moves in his Holy Spirit and fire power in this hour, it will be like a whirlwind. The Lord took my wife and I in a whirlwind, a white tornado, in a dream that I had a few years ago, and set us down in paradise. But that same whirlwind can also be for judgment, especially when you see fire coming from out of the whirlwind. We will come from out of the fire. God's people, we come from out of the fire that's in the whirlwind, which is the Holy Spirit. That means that we will come from out of the Holy Spirit wind and God's fire. Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 13 and 14. As for the likeness of the living creatures, their appearance was like burning coals of fire. We are made of fire. We are made of fire. And the coals is the power of the Holy Spirit that we will spread all over the world. And like the appearance of lamps, it went up and down among the living creatures. You see, God's fire continually purges us, cleanses us continually, and replenishes us continually. And the fire was bright. You see, the fire of God is living fire. Let me repeat that. The fire of God is living fire. And out of the fire went forth lightning, and the living creatures ran and returned as the appearance of a flash of lightning. You see, the revelation of the first chapter of Ezekiel shows us that we are the living creatures who moves quickly in this hour, bringing forth striking judgment upon the earth. We are his flaming fire. I had a dream a few years ago that I was walking in the forest and a big tree was on fire. I immediately recognized the tree as being the Lord. And as soon as I spoke these words, I said, "Lord, it's you." The fire immediately crawled upon the ground and came right to me and ignited me. And I went up in a flame of fire. It was no pain or anything. I was just a flame of fire. The tree and I were one. The tree was still blazing, a blaze of fire, and I was a blaze of fire. We was one. I had the fire that was on the tree. It came to me and ignited me, and the fire and I were one. We were fire. Chapter 104, verse 4, who maketh his angels spirits, his ministers a flaming fire. We are living in the days when God will judge the hearts of men. Therefore, his law or his word should be in our hearts. Jeremiah 31, verse 33, but this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. This is the Lord speaking through Jeremiah. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the day actually came when he put his law, his word, in their hearts and even in their speech. And that day was the day of Pentecost. Acts 2, verses 1 through 4. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. We speak the word of God with Holy Spirit and fire. We must do that. We have to speak his word with Holy Spirit and fire in this hour. That's why the Lord allowed his fire to appear as cloven tongues of fire. He anointed their tongues so that they could speak with Holy Spirit and fire power. And now every man, woman, boy, and girl who have received the Lord Jesus Christ in their lives and have received the Holy Spirit, we have God's fire in us as well. Even to this day, we have God's fire, his Holy Spirit and fire in us. God's fire cleanses us and destroys the fallen nature and our carnal way of thinking. It purges us with a continual purging. As the scripture says, our God is a consuming fire, burning all the hay, wood, and stubble in our bodies, our spirits, and our souls, and renewing us at the same time. God's Holy Spirit and fire that fell on the early church gave them his eternal life, even way back then. And this move of the Holy Spirit and fire added thousands of souls to the kingdom in the days of the early church. They had that Holy Spirit and fire, and it drew people to them, and thousands were added to the church. But as time continued on, the truth of God's word got covered up. The anointing was covered. The dark ages came in, and then Christianity got deceived. They got caught up and started to mingle with witchcraft, creating different kinds of man-made religions, organizations, secret societies, and denominations. Even today, it's still happening. Now we see that not only the world But the church is eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil all over again with these false doctrines of today. The pure word has been covered up, but the Lord did not keep it covered. There were still people back in the early 1700s, 1800s, and early 1900s who began to receive a fresh anointing. It's actually too many for me to name, but just to name a few, it was people like John G. Lake, Maria Woodworth Eder, William Joseph Seymour, Amy Semple McPherson, Oral Roberts, Catherine Kuhlman, A.A. Allen, William Branham, Dr. Oldie Jaggers, and Ray Cirillo. And was more, so many more of these people who started moving in a powerful anointing. The Lord gave them a refreshing of Holy Spirit revelation and power. But still, they were operating under the Pentecostal move of the Holy Spirit given to the early church 2,000 years ago. But now, God is going to truly pour out his Spirit upon all flesh. And this move is the movement of the Holy Spirit that will change the world. No one can escape this move. People will begin to experience life in the kingdom realm of God, even while being on earth, being able to be on earth and in heaven at the same time, just like Jesus. It's coming, people. The full glory of God will be seen on his people. That sevenfold anointing of Holy Spirit and fire that you have never seen before, ever. God is raising up his greater works people who will do his perfect will in this hour with no mistakes. There'll be no mistakes with this ministry. It will be the perfect seven ministry on this earth for the first time since Jesus Christ himself. This is why John the Baptist said that Jesus was going to baptize us with Holy Spirit and fire. Because unlike in the past during the days of the Old Testament, God's Holy Spirit and fire was with the children of Israel in the form of his glory cloud and pillar of fire in the wilderness. He was with them, but his Holy Spirit and fire was not in them. God's Holy Spirit and fire is going to dwell in us in this hour and live in us forever. People, I tell you that the world is about to experience the full expression of God's love, along with the full expression of his judgment, his power, and his glory. So get ready for it and make up your mind this day, right now, whom you will serve. Will it be God, man, or Satan? The choice is yours. Amen. And amen. That's the message for today. I pray that you were blessed by it and that you could easily receive it and know what's going on so that you can know what's going on in this hour. Praise the Lord. We want the Spirit of the Lord upon us in a mighty way, that sevenfold anointing, so that we can do all things. Here's Team Armstrong. You're listening to UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. Here's the scriptures for the week. Exodus 13, verse 21. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud and led them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night. Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Or he said, light be, and there was light. John 14, verse 17, even the Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. John chapter 14, verse 17. Thank you, Jesus. That's what we just read. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm hoping that you guys had a really good experience with us today and that you enjoyed the message. We're just very pleased and happy to know that there are a lot of you who are tuning in, and you're tuning in with us every week, and we really appreciate that more than you would ever know. Just be sure to tell your friends and family that we're here every Monday. We're here every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific time. Keep that in mind, 3 p.m. Pacific time. We are here, and we're here to give you God's word, and we hope that you'll tell others so that they can tune in and be blessed. Hallelujah. You know, the world is going through a lot of problems, especially here in California. I just found out that it's signed now into law that people can take your child out of school and take them somewhere and give them an abortion without the parents' permission. This has been signed by Newsom. This is signed into law. Also, they can take your child and perform a sexual surgery on them also without the parents' permission. This is just ridiculous, you know. I would hate for somebody to take my child and do an abortion, on them, or do some kind of a sexual surgery upon them. I would hate for that to happen without my permission, and that's what's signed into law now. You know, I heard about this a while back, but now that's in California now, not in all the other states. But in California, it's law, and that is just unacceptable. It's just ridiculous. You know, we're just getting so far away from the things of the Lord, and it really bothers me. Lord, help this country. Help California, because a lot of things are happening here that don't need to happen. It don't have to be like it is in California. There's things happening, laws being passed, and rules that's being put out. You know, it's just totally ridiculous. Lord, we just pray that you would make yourself known, Lord. Fight for us. It's written that thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, we need your will to be done on this earth just as it's being done in heaven. This would be a much better place if the entire world, if everyone believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you just simply believe, the Lord said, if my people would humble themselves, seek my face, if they humble themselves, repent before the Lord, that he would heal us, he would heal our land. But a lot of us, a lot of people in this world, they have their own agenda. Many people are trying to play God. They create a disaster, and then they try to create the remedy of a disaster so that they can get more powerful and more money, more wealth. That's what it's all about. Don't be deceived, Christians. Stay in the Spirit of the Lord and continue to tell as many people as you can about the goodness of Jesus Christ, about the Lord Jesus Christ for the glory of God. And one of these days, the entire world will believe in the Lord of Lords and the King
Thank
of
you.
Kings.
Thank you very much. This next song deals with people in every nation on the face of the earth. If they would truly seek the face of the Lord with all their hearts and receive Him, I think that this would be the beginning of the kingdom of God on earth. Listen.
The world is full of trouble, sickness and disease. People run to and fro, searching high and low for peace. But there shall be no peace, my friend, until we all lend an ear to the one and only God who can wipe away all our tears.
Oh, I tell you,
it's the world we're in the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. It's us with breath and breathe. It's the world we're in. Everybody now.
King of Kings. He is our Savior, the Mighty Counselor, Prince of Peace, and the world is going to know Him, and they're going to see Him. So when the time comes when we shall see the Lord, make sure you're on the Lord's side when He comes, because it's going to be a great and terrible day, a great day for His people, but a terrible day for the enemies of Him and His people. So be ready and prepared Thank you, Jesus. If you haven't given your heart to the Lord, I just encourage you to do it now. Even if you want to rededicate yourself to the Lord, do it now. Repeat after me, Father God, I repent and ask that you forgive me for all of my sins. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that he died on the cross and that you raised him from the dead. I accept and receive the Lord Jesus Christ in my life as my Lord, Savior, and King. And I believe that he is the Son of the living God. Now I ask, O Lord, Father God, that you accept me in your life and let me be a child of God. In Jesus' holy name, I pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for tuning in. And remember, we have Christian Talk. Yes, we have Christian Talk on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Pacific time. So check your time zone and dial in. In the meantime, be blessed, everybody, and we will see you all next week at the same time for UCA Radio. Praise the Lord. Amen. Here's Howard Hewitt.
Second time around, but before you go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's right there when we call. In him is where my strength lies.
you.